to It's Our World, a podcast where we talk about global issues. I'm Ferdosa, here with my co-host Maria. Today we'll be continuing our series on the Millennium Development Goals. For those tuning in for the first time, the Millennium Development Goals are 8 goals agreed upon by all the world's countries that aim to meet the needs of the world's poorest. What goal are we on now, Maria?
We are on Goal 5, Improving Maternal Health. The targets of Goal 5 are to reduce maternal mortality by 3/4 and to achieve universal access to reproductive health by 2015. So far, maternal mortality has declined by nearly half.
Wow, that's a huge improvement.
Yeah, it is. But maternal mortality rates still remain high, and it seems like we're not going to meet the 2015 deadline, which is quite disappointing because many maternal deaths are preventable through proper nutrition.
There's actually a lot of research being done about this issue, and I was able to interview one of these researchers. Her name is Adrienne Levay, and she is a PhD student at the University of British Columbia. She investigated 3 factors that influence maternal malnutrition in Bangladesh. 1, lack of knowledge of a healthy pregnancy diet. 2, changing gender roles. And 3, rising food prices.
What did she find out?
Well, let's take a listen to what Adrienne had to say.
The real issue is that they can't afford food because of the price of food in the slum. And it's not about not enough food or traditional superstitions about food or that they can't access food. It's about the price of food. But it's rising food insecurity all over the world is going to impact how much food a household can access. And often women do get the brunt of and bear the burden of food insecurity as they're feeding their kids and, you know, and not get taking as much for themselves, things like that.
So it sounds like rising food prices is the main cause of maternal malnutrition.
Yeah, food prices have been increasing dramatically in the last few years, affecting families in the developing world the most. There are a number of reasons why global food prices have been rising. In fact, Adrienne touched on one of these main reasons. She explained that investors on Wall Street are speculating on the price of food commodities, and that this is impacting women's access to food in the slums.
That makes sense. How I think of it is, for example, a bread company speculates or guesses that wheat prices will rise because of unfavorable weather, so they increase the price of their bread. Customers who purchase bread from this company regularly are greatly affected by this increase in wheat prices, especially those who are on tight budgets. They are thus insecure about whether they can continue to feed themselves.
Yeah. Poor families in developing countries are then hit the hardest because they spend the majority of their household income on food. In a country like Bangladesh, about 40% of the population lives on less than a dollar a day. So when food prices rise, this can have devastating effects, like malnutrition. Some Western countries also experience food insecurity, but not to the same extent because they have social programs that ensure prices don't rise beyond a certain limit.
Clearly, food insecurity is an obstacle in providing nutritious food to poor mothers. What do you think should be done about this, Ferdosa?
Actually, Adrienne shared some really interesting thoughts with me. Let's take a listen.
Things like figuring out ways to make communities a little bit more, able to choose where their food comes from. And if that means being able to grow it, giving them space a little bit to grow it, giving capacity to grow. Being able to improve local markets, local agriculture.
Well, that's food for thought. All right, our time is up, but thank you for joining us for this segment. Join us again next week, where we'll discuss Goal 6 of the Millennium Development Goals.